Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Tonight at American Family Field.
The New York Yankees?
The New York Yankees!
Yes, the Bronx Bombers open a weekend series with the crew. 6:40 is the first pitch tonight. Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger on the line with us this morning. I guess we're hoping for fewer bombs from the Yanks this time around that we had to open the 25 campaign, Rick.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up a great memory, Vinny. Yes, that was great.
Great weekend in New York.
Yeah, I think we've got Mizorowski against Fried. I suspect it'll be a very low-scoring game because you've got two of the best pitchers in baseball. And we've had our troubles with Max Fried, so maybe this will be a different time for us.
Well, we got Jackson Churio back in the lineup. He's batting currently .667. 6-for-9 with a walk in his first two games back. But this will be the first time that the hometown fans can see him this season.
Yeah, no, it's we've missed him. We've missed Andrew Vaughn. So it's great to start getting healthy. We the next is to get some of these pitchers healthy and it'd be nice to field a full squad. But guys are playing tough, and we've asked some players to play different roles and a little bit more playing time than maybe we thought. But it's going to be an interesting race. I mean, the Cubs are playing about as well as any team can play, but it's early. And if they're going to have to play well, let them play well early, and we'll see how it shakes out. But, yeah, it's great to get the guys back, and Trios, he's phenomenal. He falls out of bed and gets a base hit.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, what have you been hearing from fans about the broadcasts on TV? Obviously, there's some new cameras being used, and there's some drones and different things being used, and it looks so cool. It's definitely different to watch in a good way. Are you hearing from fans about it?
Yeah, so the way we measure that, is by ratings, and we're actually the top-rated local telecast of all 30 teams. So that, to me, reflects, obviously, the team is fun to watch, but also the broadcasts are first-rate. So we're debuting the ump cam tonight. It's not going to be at every game, but the fans who are watching the game on TV will actually see pitches that the ump sees, and it's an amazing angle, and I think it gives fans a high appreciation, first of all, for how tough it is to hit a baseball, and secondly, how tough it is to call balls and strikes. So we're really pleased with the production. Major League Baseball has offered us these digital features, and we pay for them, and those are checks I'm glad to write because I think they make the broadcast top shelf, and the fans love it.
A little bit more on the weekend series. We have, of course, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Do you have our Clippy?
2-0 here. How about a homer with the pink bat? Let's get out of here. 5-5 game. High fly ball, deep right field. Happy Mother's Day!
You know that one, don't you, Rick?
Bill Hall, yep. One of the great moments. So that was some great broadcast. You know, obviously, I was at the ballpark, but for fans watching TV to have the shots of Bill Hall's mom, yes, and Bill Hall at that signature moment, it's classic. It's great. Gives me goosebumps to hear it.
Now, us too. What do you have going on at the yard specifically for Mother's Day? Is that the picnic blanket day?
Yep. First 10,000 fans, 20 and older, get a picnic blanket. We've got CeCe in the house. Speaking of Yankees, he's always going to be fondly remembered by Brewers fans for how he carried the team on his back in the second half of 2008. He's being inducted in the Wall of Honor, as is Dave Parker, who was not with us, but his family will be here. So special night, CeCe and the family from Dave Parker will be doing some special first pitches, and we'll have some features. Yeah, I mean, it's great to bring them back, and it's hopefully we can stop the hot Yankees because they're playing really great baseball as well.
Rick, can you explain what the Wall of Honor is and how that's different than some of the other team accolades?
Yeah, so the Wall of Honor is just a way to honor a lot of great Brewers people on the field, and is including the front office, who had signature moments, and there's different criteria. One of the reasons why CeCe and Dave Parker are being inducted, even though their careers with the Brewers are pretty short, is they're Hall of Famers. So if you make it to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and you played for the Brewers, you get to be inducted in the Wall of Honor. Otherwise, it's certain statistical milestones, number of years in service to the Brewers. So, you know, all the great Brewers legends that people grew up rooting for, from the, you know, the Harvey's Wallbangers, including, you know, the players like, you know, Ryan Braun and Ben Sheets, and, you know, obviously Doug Melvin, our great GM for all those years, are inducted. And it's by the outside of the ballpark, at the left field sort of gate. And it's a great way for fans to sort of relive some of the great memories by seeing the plaques that we've put up there for all these Brewers greats.
I don't know if you've seen Matt Arnold around lately, but is CeCe available?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Well, we're needing arms, and you know, CeCe is such a warrior. I bet if we asked him to pitch, he would do
you
it.
You know, he would. Yeah, yes, absolutely. He would. Yeah. Hey, wanted to ask you about this, Rick, because since last we've talked, you brought the hot dog deal back. Basically, the season ticket for a hot dog. Explain again how that works.
Yeah, so people can join the hot dog club for $69. You get every game you attend. You get a complimentary hot dog, and but you still need a game ticket. So if you're one of those people like I am that go to 81 home games, you can get 81 hot dogs at 81 games for $69. You do the math, that's certainly got to be the best deal in town. And there's a special hot dog jersey that you get, and sweet, there's some meet and greets. And I'm the first meet and greet is actually this today. And there's some special things that we'll talk about when we launch it. But it was very successful last year, the hot dog club. There was a cool trucker's hat. This year it's a special hot dog club jersey. So people loved it, and it's a lot of fun. And again, what's better than a ball game and a hot dog?
Hey, and there's a City Connect sneaker opportunity, right, to get your hands on the shoes?
Right. So there's not an unlimited quantity. So I have a pair. I managed to get one.
Oh,
Moda 3 is that store. Yeah, the Nikes made them. Moda 3 is a store in the Third Ward. Starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we're going to have the mascots there and a special opportunity for people to buy it. We're going to have a pop-up store at the ball club, at the ballpark on Saturday on the loge level by the press box where fans can buy the sneaker. There's very limited quantities, and I suspect we'll probably sell out on Saturday, but the Moda 3 store is a good way to get it. They're great looking shoes. They've got the Wisco colors and great branding, and if it's Nike, you know it's good quality.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, with us this morning. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Brewers and Yankees, 6:40, first pitch tonight.
Thanks, Rick!
Sabathia sets. Here it is. Swing and a bouncer. Double play ball. JJ, second. Relay!